sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, I think we are live, coming to you from UFC Apex Center. I hate 10 bells, but I like honoring.
Here. Go ahead and fill in for Randy, yeah. That's weird.
You know, those are four. Obviously, that usually means somebody passed. Randy's in Las Vegas right now, broadcasting live ahead of the UFC coming up this weekend. Praying that it doesn't have anything to do with WWE legend Barry Windham, who suffered a massive heart attack recently and was placed in ICU. I hope it's not Barry, because I know Randy A is a huge fan. And
but I will find out, I guess, when we reconnect with Randy on what those 10 bell salute was for. Have we connected back to the studio yet, Randy? Okay, I guess I'll be just
getting he's gonna start talking in just a second.
Well, I was talking before, hopefully now you didn't hear us.
We can.
All right, well, perfect. Well, it's almost like restarting. Like I said, I hate the 10 bells, but I like honoring, you know, when we can. And, of course, a lot of passings, not just Mills Lane, but, you know, that's our world, the combat world, and you were telling a story about Mills Lane.
Yeah, I was only a kid, and we sat ringside. I'll never forget it because my dad nearly got into an altercation with Charles Barkley. Which Charles Barkley, I assure you, would have lost. But no, Mills Lane was there. It's just something else about seeing this little man with these two huge heavyweight.
King, is there any update on Barry Windham?
I don't know because I've never played baseball to a huge level. I've played a little softball, which I'm told is a very different thing.
it is different. You know, I don't know if you know this. I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for softball.
Are you?
Have I ever told you that?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I am in the Guinness Book of Records. I don't know, 35-ish, 36-ish, longest slow game ever.
Right, okay.
Now, ask for a guess, because I always have people do that.
Okay.
I tell you that it was a legitimate game, but it wasn't legitimately for the length of... We knew how long we had to play.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when the record was set, they've since changed the criteria. We'll get into that in a minute. How long do you think the record was that we broke in whatever year it was?
Continuous game.
Continuous game. You got 5 minutes off an hour, and you could accumulate it.
Well, I mean, I think anything, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be over 24 hours, surely.
It was 104 hours.
Woo-hoo.
It was 4.5 days.
No way.
Our first break, we started Tuesday morning. Our first break was Thursday morning when people... Two derelicts were breaking in the cars in the parking lot, not knowing that 18 of the 20 were Pinellas County sheriffs and one was a Gulfport police. So they took the break. I took the nap. They ran down the street and arrested them and all that kind of stuff. But it was insanity. Now, another true story. I did try to break my leg Monday night. We started Tuesday morning at 7 in the morning. I had a game Monday night. And I purposely slid in hard to third base trying to break my leg.
Right.
Because I knew that I could go as long as I needed to go. I didn't want to put my trust in these other 19 people. And I knew most of them.
Yeah.
We played it on a team together.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to do is start Tuesday morning and Friday night somebody quits.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
So now you've wasted all that time. There was a, I'm sure... whatever it's called, when after X amount of years, you can talk about bad things and not be arrested for it.
Right.
I can't think of what word. There was money being thrown on the table for
right.
me to quit. They couldn't quit because they would have lost their jobs. But I did not take the money.
Well, like, and there you go. That's the measure of the man right there. But actually, sitting here, well, you've got your, you are obviously a Navy veteran.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize until this morning that this is Remembrance Day for Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
I didn't know. And
yes.
I only went to Pearl Harbor 2 or 3 weeks ago. We did a show out in Hawaii, and I said, I've got to go. I'm a big Navy guy because it was what my grandfather did in the war. Quite an amazing place. And, an amazing kind of experience. Very somber, but very...
Isn't that, I don't know if strange, crazy, you know, I've been in New York as well.
Yeah.
You're very somber, but you have to go. And you're looking at these things that, like, why am I looking at it? But you want to look at it.
I look at it because, you know, I'm a big street person. And my grandfather was at Normandy. And he said his life was saved by an American sailor. And they remained friends for years and years and years after the war. And the knock-on effects of everything that happened because of Pearl Harbor kind of makes me interested in how that impacted my grandfather's life, you know?
Right.
A very, very kind of, I hate to say exhilarating because it really takes your kind of breath away. When you go on the tours and you see the ships and you just can only just imagine what that must have been like. So, you know, on this day, I think it's right that people remember exactly what happened.
So let me ask you a question. We're waiting for our first guest. I think the whole schedule is going to be here, and we may be surprised at the first guest who's not first guest on the list. I have a problem. You know me pretty well. I have a lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
You know, a lot of things set me off, a lot of things, blah, blah, blah. Give me your thoughts on whoever. I don't want to use any particular name. Fighter X in the blue corner is going to war Saturday night. Like, I hate that. They're not going to war. Bullets are not being shot, I won't bring up death because, yes, every fighter knows they could die in the ring, in the octagon, and whatever.
Yeah.
They're not, I still believe they're not willing to die. They know that they could die, but it's still not a war. You're not going to war on Saturday.
I think from my limited experience of being in a ring and knowing how that feels, at an amateur level, I will point out, I think the people that go in with that do or die attitude rarely win, because they're not focused on the actual skills
of staying alive.
Yeah, but you know, the skills of, you're going in there to win a fight, or then you're going in to show well of yourself. I believe people like, let's say, off the top of my head, someone like Sean Strickland. I believe there's a point that he trains to be an elite UFC athlete. He will work on his conditioning, he'll work on all of his skills, but there's a point, I imagine, I might be wrong here, when he gets into deep waters, I don't want to be disrespectful, especially to someone like that, but like the psychotic element in your head just goes, right, okay, are we doing this? You almost forget about the crowd, you forget about your family, you forget about the fees, you forget about the sponsors that may or may not come afterwards, and you just, maybe singly, you go to war. I understand, maybe it's the wrong description of what you
right.
You go into battle. There you go, maybe a nicer way of saying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's saying the same thing, but yeah, I mean, that's, and again, it's just the old grumpy person, you know, that I am. It shouldn't matter, but it does, you know, to a certain extent. So,
I get it.
You know, I don't know. Robbie Lawler, not on the card.
No, very
OSP, not on the card.
Yeah,
and it's still a damn good card.
It's great, but the thing is, we say that every week now. That's what's brilliant about this. We had this conversation. Funny enough, I had this conversation with a friend of mine that trains out here, and he said, "Oh, it's a stacked card this weekend," and you went, but isn't that just like an old term now, because every card is stacked? Even look at Orlando last week.
It was awesome.
But look at him. Yes, this is a pay-per-view. Yes, it's big. Yes, it's going to be this. Arguably, not with a very big main event.
Right.
You know,
right.
Obviously because of Yuri's injury. But you still look down. And even in the prelims, you're going, there's a name. There's a name. There's an up-and-coming. There's a name. That's going to be a great fight. I think that's incredible.
And you can purchase Bryce Mitchell's photos. We'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stepson. We'll be right back.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for and whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of your guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Jim Palmer, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Okay, we are back coming to you live from the UFC Apex as we get ready for UFC again this weekend. We were just talking softball, so now I'm going to throw you that underhand lob.
Okay, is that a bad thing in softball?
No, that means it's your turn.
Is that easy? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, this is the easy layup.
Okay, we don't play that sport.
I have played that sport, and I don't know what that means. Obviously, I wasn't too good at it.
You know, the softball's like, you know, here's the pitch. So
no. I know softball. I used to play it in school, like a few games. We played softball back in South Africa.
Okay.
I wasn't really good at it. I'm more of a contact sport kind of guy. hence the career.
You need to play on my softball team.
Oh.
My softball team, I'm in the Guinness Book of Records for softball, blah, blah, blah. Whoa. The longest game ever played. We've had more bench-clearing brawls in softball than probably any softball team in the history.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, that sounds like my kind of softball.
We had an NFL running back on our team, and the other team wanted to fight him just to try to prove a point, which was the wrong point to prove.
Yeah. Well, I get both sides.
Yeah, I guess. All right, now you got to do your job. Let's go.
Okay, so our next guest has one of those names that most of the MMA media world
runs from
and fails to pronounce correctly. So Randy's going to try first, and then I'm hopefully going to correct him.
Dricus Duplessis.
Okay, I'm going to go with Dricus Duplessis.
Okay, that was perfect.
There we go.
I have to say, you said MMA media. American MMA media is struggling. So Eastern Europeans gets it perfect. Even the British media gets it good.
We have a big
British media gets it quite good.
So
that was terrible. The surname wasn't that bad because French everyone says Dupin, but the name Driscus.
Yeah, Driscus.
Yeah. I'm moving to South Africa. Driscus. You know, and I'm trying to learn better.
I used to live down in Cape Town. So many years ago.
Because that explains the perfect pronunciation.
The crazy lady, and I miss her every day of my life. But
Cape Town or the lady?
Both.
What's it touching?
Both.
I tend to know somebody else in his life, so I'm not touching that. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, the wife doesn't listen to this, so don't worry about it. It's fine.
So just the start of fight week. You know, what's fight week like for you?
Fight week. You know, I always say the week before fight week is the worst week for me, because the week before fight week is I'm almost limbo because you're too hard. You can't really put in that effort because all the hard work's done. You don't want to pick up injuries, so you're already fit, already ready to fight. Now it's just about making the weight and getting safe to fight. You do your session, but it's not as intense. You do your sessions, but it's not as long. You don't have two or three sessions, only one, maybe two light ones a day. And you still eat immediately just to make the weight. So that's almost like a hurry up and wait week. Where fight week, it's full of media, it's water loading, it's there's investigations. That makes it, you know, take time away, and it's fun because you know, like in a couple of days, we're doing this. The week before fight week, you know, you're still quite far out. So fight week for me is about peaking, doing my one session a day, making sure we get all the water in we need to, make sure, you know, we do the water loading and water cutting processes right, and taking care of media and you know, enjoying it along the way, because that's the important part. It doesn't help. It's a miserable experience, fight week. I have to tell you that, because you have to cut weight in all.
I'm not familiar with that term, just so you know.
So, fight week meaning...
No, you know, cut weight.
No, cutting weight. So, yeah, sorry. Like you can see, brain energy gone. So, cutting weight meaning like we have to at least... You know, I walk around normally maybe 218 pounds, where I fight at 185 pounds. Yeah. So... I mean, in the 8 weeks leading up to the fight, you have to drop that weight. And then the last weeks when we do our big water lurch, you're loading up with water and then cutting all that water to make the weight and then rehydrating. So that's a whole system that's, you know, and you can't really eat. You eat, you know, there's no salts, no sodium. So, you know, it's a miserable experience. That's it for every single fighter. But you have to find the good in it. You have to enjoy these media interviews. You have to enjoy people wanting to know about it. And that's what I do to you know, enjoy the miserable fight week.
I would be an awful fighter, but I don't want to do it because I'm not cutting weight.
So many people like, no, I'm not doing it.
Is that the only reason?
No, they're you do get it, really. You get a lot of people that's just like, oh, so, I'm definitely, you can punch me fine. I'm not cutting weight. No
so,
way.
So Sunday after the fight, what are you eating? What are you looking to? Well, what's the one thing you're just thinking, I cannot wait?
Oh, well, so it's almost like every fight, like camp for the 2 months leading up, 8 weeks to leading up to the fight, that's when you start cutting all cheat meals, all those kind of stuff. Everything has to be perfect. Then you start craving little by little every day. You're like, and it's the weirdest thing, like something you don't usually eat. But I've always craved pizza, but a good pizza. Right. Always, like that's one thing, because I'm not even like, even outside of camp, I don't have a sweet tooth at all.
Yeah.
I don't eat a lot of junk food. I'm a fan of that. I like whole foods as a whole. But you get this rich for something, whether it's a grilled cheese, it's like something weird. Like, why am I craving that so much? Yeah. And this, like, I'm craving a franchise burger. So with fries, maybe fries even, like, they, you know, we don't have Five Guys, we don't have Wendy's, we don't have that back home. Okay. We do have McDonald's and Burger King, but McDonald's, Burger King, that's the vibe.
Right.
Obviously also pizza, but getting that proper burger,
In-N-Out burger. That's what you need.
In-N-Out. So you that's it. I've had an In-N-Out burger. Maybe it wasn't the best In-N-Out. Maybe I chose not the best burger. I don't know, but it wasn't that amazing. Whereas I've had a Five Guys burger. Oh, I've had a Wendy's burger, and that was amazing.
Talking about making weight, cutting weight. Matt, can you talk?
I can talk, and I love that he loves pizza.
Okay. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I was just explaining to them about, you know, when you throw the softball, you take over. Matt, one of our co-hosts back in the station in Tampa, St. Pete, he invented, and I'm going to let him explain.
This is
legit. So, hey, we need to get you to Tampa Bay so that you experience this. In you know, 2 minutes or less.
You got it. So I invented the pizza diet to change the perception of pizza from junk food to health food. Can you hear me?
He then won a natural bodybuilding contest. Cut weight. I won't show you the pictures. But
it's oily.
It's just bad. But he beats an item.
This is on like the Liver King thing where he you know, he took a load of like you know, almost the he did it naturally.
Are you back? Can you talk for a minute? You're out. But anyway, we'll get you all the information.
Well, please do.
Do you ever get around? You know the states?
Yeah, for sure. Often, whenever I get a chance, I do my podcast back home. My team, Team CIT, back in Pretoria, South Africa. The team I've ever been with since.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Brandon Silvera from Nashville Star, and you're listening to Talking Sport with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Elmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back. Don't know for how long, but we're back.
We're back. So basically what we were trying to say before we interrupted was, you have to sell yourself. Your fight style sells yourself. Everybody loves watching you fight. And then the way that you spoke on the microphone kind of does propel you into another now stratosphere in this business. Fighting Darren Till is obviously a big name, as you were saying. Do you prepare slightly differently for a big name to someone that necessarily is an incredible fighter but doesn't have the status that someone like Darren has? Does it affect the way that you approach it? Or, as you said, is it just an object that you're just going in there to destroy for 15 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is I don't train. Every fight is the most important fight of my career for me.
Yeah.
Every fight. I mean, where this fight is the biggest name I've ever fought, doesn't matter. If I lost the previous fight, wouldn't have gotten this opportunity. If I lost the one before that, I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity. So for me, every fight is the best fight. And, you know, when I get the mic, it's all authentic. It's all, it's all me, and it's, you know, you can't really prepare because I don't know what Joe's going to ask me.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, like you said, letting people get to know you, get the person, get the guy who's fighting, because everybody can see that I can fight. Everybody loves the fight style. Now it's time to let them
get to know
the person. Yeah. And it's up to them to decide if they like it or not.
They like it. Trust me, they like
That's awesome.
Like
that's great.
And I can guarantee when you come back to Florida, when you come to Tampa, we're going to do a shindig like you've never seen. We're going to get more people to get to know you.
I can't wait. I'm going to definitely keep you up on that offer because I'm heading to Florida early first quarter of next year, and I'll make sure to pop in.
We will definitely do it. Thank you for your time.
Make sure I get the information.
Yep, we're going to do that right now. Thank you for your time. Have fun on Saturday. We're also going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, so you're going to get some swag from them. Just picked up an old sponsor, just came back. It's called Blue Smoke Salsa, the best salsa you have ever had.
That sounds amazing. Right,
it is great. We'll send it to the Florida location, though.
Yes.
We'll have a salsa party.
I cannot wait.
We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy Saturday.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Good stuff right there, you know, for sure. So, but Steve is going to take care of it. I'm like, but Steve's dead.
I know. How cruel to speak to an elite fighter a couple of days before he has to cut weight about salsa and pizza. You know, but he's only got a couple of days to go for it.
You know, it's funny. A lot of the fighters always tell us that they watch the Food Network. They watch all that stuff, which to me is, it watched it last night.
Yeah.
See, it's crazy. Thank you. I appreciate it. To me, that's what's always surprising.
Yeah.
You know, is that they watch the, you know, I wouldn't be able to watch it if I'm cutting weight.
Yeah.
If I'm not able to eat, I can't do it.
Oh, listen, if I've got a fast or try and lose some weight for a show, never mind going into a ring in front of 25,000 people with someone trying to take my head off. But no, it is good pizza, in fairness, though. Matt does do good pizza down there.
It's going to be fun. I'll tell you what, we'll bring him down.
Do you realize he's going to be fighting at heavyweight next time? Next time out because of Knockout Radio?
He won't. I'm telling you. I don't like to, since hopefully Matt can't hear this, well, he definitely can't talk.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully, you know, he doesn't hear me saying good things about him. But he cut all this weight just eating pizza.
Yeah.
And so, no, he's definitely going to like it big time.
Yeah, I need to speak to him about that because it's my kind of diet.
Well, if that tour gets put together and you know, you can go down through.
Yes, on the world tour. Yes, indeed.
You know, we'll be all set.
Yeah,
it'll be good stuff.
Matt can do the catering.
All right, so let's take the real quick. It's like a minute break. Let's hit this minute break, and then we'll come back and talk to another fighter that's fighting on Saturday night.
Super.
Coming to you live from the UFC Apex. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Gafford from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt Hasselbeck of the Seattle Seahawks. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yeah. That was a good song. Is that the Kid Rock song?
Yeah.
I like that song.
Yeah.
There we go. We are back. And so here's what's happening. We're in the Apex, and every athlete that comes through the door whose name Randy is going to struggle with...
If it's not Smith or Jones, Jimmy's going to introduce you.
So he tends to give it to me. So now I'm giving it back to him and say, listen, you're going to do it first, and then I'm going to see if I can correct it.
Ilia Topuria.
Ilia Topuria.
Yes.
Yes, man, sir. Yes.
He's European. Yeah. It doesn't count. I mean,
there you go.
He's taking all this credit. He's Scottish. So he's going to get, you know, we're Smith and Anderson.
Yes. But he pronounced it better than you.
Okay. All right. Well,
God bless you, sir.
All
right. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Just the beginning of fight week. What's fight week like for you?
It's always sex, you know, because the weight cut, even if the weight cut is going well, it's always tough, you know, it's always hard. But at the same time, it's good, you know, because you share a good moments with your team and you really have a good moment. So it's 50-50.
Just so you know, I'm a fat old guy, so I don't know what weight cut means. I'm kidding. Yeah. I do know what it means, but I've just never done it. I never plan on doing it. My first official weight cut will be when I'm cremated.
Yeah.
So that'll be my first weight cut. One of the big things about this fight, both of you have that zero.
Yeah.
You know, at the end. Does that mean anything? Does that add anything? Does it?
No, it just means that someone's going to lose his undefeated record, and it's not going to be me.
Not going to be you.
My zero going to steal right there.
So listen, over the last, you know, few months, your name has appeared so many times now, apart from your incredible record, the Jai, when you beat Jai in London, you started. But obviously, surrounding that time, you're now on the bill with Paddy Pimblett, and you had obviously altercations. And I think it's fair to say that most people in Britain, especially fighting a British fighter, were against you. You went in and won, and I think people's opinion of you changed when they realized how good you actually are, you know. Oh, and maybe it's a name that they hadn't heard. Now you're on this bill. This is now an incredible bill here in Vegas with some big names. Will you, you know, do you look, not that you look past someone like Bryce, but will you have one eye on the Paddy fight? Will you have one eye on what he's doing? Just because I know that there's a little bit of bad blood between the two of you.
Yeah. It's like he already apologized. I still don't like him. Of course not. But in the future, if they offer me that fight, let's go. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to crush his face. With a pleasure, man.
And go on.
No, I was just going to ask, you know, how do you relax this week? You know, do you want to think about, you know, the task at hand on Saturday, or do you kind of want to put it in the back for a couple of days and just kind of relax until it's time to turn it on?
I'm completely focused on my fight, on what I have to do. I'm a professional, so I'm focusing on Bryce Mitchell right now. I don't care about that mushroom, so fuck him.
Yeah.
He said duck him. He said he didn't want to duck him. So for those of you that can't understand the accent, he said that he didn't want to duck him.
Yeah. There you go. Just so they don't get into any sort of trouble. So Saturday, you're both undefeated. You're both up and coming. You're both building your own name in this world. Mm. What does it mean to be on the main card in Vegas doing media week in Vegas, you know, in around about the Apex and the Performance Center, and the world's media is here. It's such a big event when you fight in Vegas. Is it different to fighting here than fighting any, you know, like maybe in London, like earlier on in the year?
No, the difference is that in London I had all the crowd against me. This time I don't think that it's gonna happen. So for me, this fight means a lot because it means that I'm doing things correctly, and happy to be here.
Let me ask you this: with you said that the crowd was against you, are you the type of person? Because I am. I like that. Like, one of my favorite moments is I carried a belt in when the WBO cruiserweight champ. You know, we were booed in Germany. We're the Americans. I thrive on that. Did you like that, or did it not even matter?
No one likes that the crowd is against him, but at the same time, I don't care about that. You know. Like I said before, I'm focused on my job and about what I have to do, and I don't care about the crowd, you know. So I don't fight in my home since 7 years ago, something like that. I always go and fight my opponents in their hometown. So it's nothing new for me.
Can you hear that? Can you hear the crowd, or can you focus so much that you don't
pay attention? I hear the crowd, but I hear like they are with me. I hear them. If they are like boo, I listen to that. Like,
you hear what you want to hear.
Mata, dude,
mata.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Listen. So this afternoon's show has gone very down the food route. We've just had Dricus du Plessis.
Show off.
Yeah, just because I can say his name. But what, with weight cutting and obviously looking after your body going into a camp, what food are you looking forward to? What's the first thing you're going to eat that you can eat after the fight? Are you looking forward to anything specific?
Not specific right now. I'm imagining everything, you know, like burgers, pizzas, ice creams, pancakes. Like, I can mix right now everything, you know. But after the weigh-ins, I try to still eating clean, you know.
Yeah.
But after the fight, I'm gonna fight with some big burger.
Sure. And you'll win that one too. Do you have to be careful how you eat and how fast you put those things back in your body that you haven't had for a long time?
Yeah, of course, yes, because you are very anxious, you know, because you really wanna have all that food at the same time. And now I have learned a lot from the last weight cuts. So this time it's going to be a little bit different, you know.
What can the fans expect to see, you know, when you enter that octagon and the door shuts?
So, like I always say, don't miss the first round because there is not going to be the second round. And when I put him to sleep in the first.
Well, listen, before we let you go, because I know that these days are long for you guys when you just want to relax and chill. Recently, your opponent came out and said that the earth was flat.
Yeah, so I'm gonna put his face flat.
I was trying to throw that up, and he hit.
Yeah, there's that softball.
I love it. I love it.
Who cares about that?
I know.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck if the
duck,
dirt is
duck,
flat.
Duck. You said duck.
Yeah.
Duck. You're ducking again. Duck.
So I don't give a fuck.
Duck.
Even if they say me right now that the earth is flat, okay, congratulations.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything on the bite. You know, that's
what
for sure.
What it means.
I want to thank you for coming on. Have fun on Saturday. You know, it's your job, but, you know, when you love what you're doing, it's not a job, and I know you're going to have a good time
on
Saturday.
Right, man.
Coming on, we're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, some swag for you.
Yeah, man.
As well as when you can eat it, which would be after Saturday, we're going to send you some products from Blue Smoke Salsa. It is the best salsa on the planet.
Oh, okay.
On the round planet. It's the best salsa on the round planet.
If I like it, I'm going to post it in my Instagram. So.
Okay. There you have it. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
If you can, Steve, if you can get all the info in so that we can take care of that. So, good stuff. Almost 1 hour down. Is Matt finally there?
No, Matt.
No, Matt. Okay.
The pizza diet makes you mute and makes you deaf. It tastes good, though.
Hold on a second. It's not his fault. I mean, he's there. You know, the equipment, blah, 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 blah. So thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Matt has left the building. He thought he was Elvis.
Yeah, this is it. He looks like Elvis.
We're going to see Elvis.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is he still? Costello?
We're going to see Elvis on Friday.
Really? Oh, the movie. No. What are you talking about?
Elvis. Elvis performs at Alexis Park.
Oh, that kind of Elvis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, seriously, you didn't give me any credit for my first weight cut? Come on.
Your first weight cut?
Yeah, my first weight cut's going to be when I'm cremated.
It's very good. It's very good. he was great.
No, very, very good.
Great.
Except for that duck thing. You know, I don't know what his fascination with the duck
word.
Is. Okay.
It's a European word, but I won't say what it means.
Okay. All right. Well, we're at the top of the hour, and then we come back. So it's like 4 minutes. We got three more minutes until we hit the break, and then Jared Gordon will be back. He's been on this program numerous times.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to speaking to him.
He's a good guy.
Had quite a life.
Yeah.
He's had quite a life, and I'm looking forward to getting into that a little bit.
You know, we've talked about that with him, and yes, he talks about it, and yes, he wants to talk about it, but he also wants to move on from that.
I get it.
You know, that's the past.
Yeah, I get it.
He's come through everything, a very nice, polite young man.
Yeah.
And I certainly do enjoy, you know, having him on. So
yeah,
looking forward to that, and huge fight.
Oh, massive. And like I said, this is a... Like as we were saying to Drickers, this is a great card with some absolute bangers of fights, and I think this one has all the potential to be an absolute war. I shouldn't really say war because we were talking about this.
Exactly.
You know, you don't go to war in a fight, but it should be a battle because you know Paddy Pimblett is an incredibly talented fighter, but an amazingly talented entertainer as well. And that's what's going to elevate this whole thing. But as you said before, this is a huge step up in class. And, you know, the mouth and the attitude can only get you so far. You have to be able to back it up, which he's done so far. But
true.
There has been some moments where it looked very shaky. And I think you're going to struggle to get through a fight having those moments against someone like Jared Gordon.
And what I want to see, and I'm not predicting, you know, anything, and I'm not saying that what I'm about to say to you.
No money has changed hands.
No, yeah, absolutely. I got caught up in the Meatball Molly. I liked the whole, you know, persona, and I liked what happened after. I'm not saying I liked that she lost, you know, because I don't care either way.
Yeah.
But she handled it and how professional, and so nothing loses there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that the hype is still going to be there. She's fun to watch. And I'm always intrigued when people are, you know, it's kind of like a good friend of mine, Tom Lawler, you know, came out in Canada to the Hulk Hogan theme song of I'm a Real American and then lost.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that. So you can't act like that and say that and do those things.
I think it's a perfect example of that. When Izzy came out as The Undertaker, which I thought was great, and I love the show.
I didn't like it.
I like the show, but then again, I'm an entertainer, so I like that. What I didn't like was the performance when he gets into the ring.
Right.
If you're going to come out with the, you know, with the coat on and do the whole Undertaker sort of shtick, you can't then come out and jab and keep the distance for five rounds and bore the tears out of everybody. That doesn't work.
Absolutely.
You know? You need to go out and do what a Paddy does or what a Conor does. Listen, those kind of fighters, they go out and they talk the talk, but they go out and entertain, which is essentially what people want to see.
That's definitely what it is. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go, top of the hour. When we return, Jared Gordon returns to the show. He's been on this program numerous times. He'll be back when we're back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Snap Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.